When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Fan and Kiss FM's 18th Annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Stop at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek today until 6 p.m. to drop off a brand new toy. If you can't make it, go to thefanmilwaukee.com to donate online.
Let's get to it out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 18th Annual Fan and Kiss FM Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. I want to say thank you to everybody at Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest for volunteering all week long and being out here in the cold weather and asking for toys and cash donations as people walk into Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Savalia Financial Advisors, they had people out here all day earlier this week volunteering as well. My thanks to them for being a big part of this. Obviously, Steelwind Industries, the guardian angels of this toy drive, for stepping up in a big way. North Shore Fire Department for showing up, driving all the way down here with a rig full of toys.
What's up, North Shore?
And a cash donation.
What's up, North Shore? That's how we do in the Bay.
Dude, they've been coming to this toy drive for years. Like, it's them, Oak Creek, and Franklin normally. This year, it's just been North Shore, but it is so important that everybody pitch in and be a part of it. Blaine's Farm and Fleet for hosting us. They made a sizable toy donation just here in the last couple of hours as well. So thanks to them for doing that. Just a lot of thank yous. And it's cool. And we're still going to 6 o'clock. So still 2 hours and 20 minutes left. Okay. Mitch Thunder Nellis is here as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios.
Sparky, you too can be a Barbie real fashion designer with the toys that I bought from inside. I went inside, I got some
My
Barbie.
Daughter would love
yep,
that.
I got the ball pit, and then I got a whole bag of Hot Wheels.
Nice. Hey, Jack, can you do me a favor? Can you? Oh, they put that right there. I was going to say, tell them to shut the semi-truck doors if you get a chance, or at least shut one of them. One or the other, yeah. I like them both shut, but they probably won't move it now. King's Catering out here. I got confirmation on what is going on. They have beef tips over noodles, and then they've got hot chicken sandwiches going on as well.
Crushing it all.
Out here at King's Catering in Oakland.
They told me 4 o'clock, so 4 o'clock sharp. I'm first in line, man.
First in line.
You know it.
19 minutes.
That's right.
Charlie Usen is going to be down here as soon as he's off the air, too, I believe, Charlie. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be down there. Don't worry.
Charlie's getting 2 orders of beef tips. I've seen that boy.
Maybe 3. You never know.
Maybe 3. Yes.
I love it.
Maybe 3 indeed. All right, Mitch Thunder Nellis, your thoughts last night, Packers-Lions. We did the Green Bay football postgame show last night, driven by Young Express, myself and Tommy Wirtz. I wasn't in a bad mood. I was okay with it. I think it showed that they can play with these guys. It showed that they can beat these guys if they get them again in Detroit. I'm good. Where are you?
I as well am good. I thought it was a very weird first half. 7 total passes in the first half. Whatever the game plan is, that's just weird. Like, that, the confluence of events, I think the Christian Watson fumble threw the whole offense off in the first
Jordan
half.
Jordan Love's horrible throw to Tucker Kraft at the end zone.
That was terrible. and so, like, you can't miss that, right?
Yes.
You got to be 100 out of 100 on that throw.
Yep.
You cannot miss that throw. But I like the way that they responded down 17-7. They came right out, just like Detroit started the game scoring a touchdown. I like the way they started in the second half. And it really did feel like the team with the ball at the end was going to win the game. I think Campbell is crazy. Dude is insane. Dude is nuts. If you're playing the analytics, at some point the analytics are going to catch up to you, because when you're 6-for-7 going for fourth down, you're not, whatever that is, 85%, you're not going to do it 85%. So at some point that is going to catch up to him. I'm not predicting that the Packers go into Detroit in the playoffs and win, but I know that they can compete, and that's all I'm asking for right now for this season. I know that they can go on the road. I think they can go to Philly and compete. I know they can go to Detroit on the road and compete. I'm not worried about going to Seattle or Atlanta or Tampa or wherever that first round matchup would be. They still haven't played a complete game.
No.
Like, they have not played a complete game this year. And so the question is, can they? Because they've done nothing to show me that they actually can play a full 60. If they can, they can beat anybody.
Agreed.
If they can, they're going to be where they are right now. They're 9-4. They're really good. They're not great. They are who they are.
That's absolutely right. Campbell didn't play in the 80s, but I feel like he could have. Like, he said that he talked to the team before the game and told them how he wanted them to play this game. He had an idea of how he wanted them to play. Not knowing what he said, I bet you it would have replicated a Ditka, a Greg, or something like that. Like, we are going to go out there, and we are going to beat the crap out of them. We are going to be overly physical, and we are going to attack, and we're going to be the ultimate super confident team here, and let's see if they can handle us.
Yes.
I feel like that's what it was.
Yeah, and that's how they came out.
At Matt LaFleur, I don't know how he addressed this team. But Campbell, you can picture the fiery speech and everything leading up to this game and how important it was to defend home turf in Detroit. Because remember, the Packers smacked them all around on Thanksgiving last year in
Absolutely.
Detroit.
They sure did. And, you know, whatever LaFleur said or didn't say before the game all got thrown out the window with him getting in a pregame fight with the fan, which, like, on some level I like that fire, but on some level, like, it's a fan. Like, I don't, like, oh, he's making a throat gesture at your players.
Right.
Like, you're professional football players. Who cares what this yokel from, you know, Auburn Hills is doing?
Yep.
I couldn't care less about what this fan is doing. You pay attention to your business. You take care. Like, the guy wasn't armed. He wasn't pulling out a weapon. He was just talking smack and making hand gestures.
Yep.
Let him do his thing. You take care of your business. Don't get out of his business. We saw Monday night CM Punk had the same thing for Seth Rollins. Like, he doesn't care about his business. Matt LaFleur shouldn't be caring about a fan's business on the field, even when it's on the field, when it should be like a sanctuary. It should be where the players and the coaches could be without the fan interference. I get that. To get distracted in that way, I do think it threw them off a little bit. Maybe it threw him off, not to a great extent. I don't want to overemphasize it, but just a little bit, and there's no need for that. Like, you're the head coach of an NFL football team. Be the head coach of your team.
Charlie and I went back and forth on this at the beginning of the show. Should they have kicked that guy out of the game?
Yeah, I probably would. Whether they should have or not.
You have to make a point. You cannot allow this to happen in another football game.
Exactly.
If there's not going to be a big ramification. Because you want to know what's going to happen? You're going to cross somebody that's nuts. You're going to cross a football player or somebody like that that's a little unhinged before a game and all jacked up and all excited to play. And the dude's just going to clock that cat and down he's going to go. Yep. And then they're going to press charges. There's going to be a lawsuit and all that. And in all actuality, that dude deserved every bit of it.
Yes, he did. No, I agree with that. Like, you can't. And he knew he was mouthing off to LaFleur. I'm sure he was staying away from players to an extent. But you're right. You can't let that be a precedent that you don't get ejected and, like, banned for the rest of the season or banned. I don't know about banned for life. But
that game.
But that game for sure. Yes. I would even say the rest of the season. Just because whoever's at fault, it doesn't matter. You are a guest of the Detroit Lions of the NFL on that field. You have to act in a certain way. Like, right now, I'm acting in a certain way as a guest of Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I would never do anything to purposefully disrespect you.
Thank you very much. He is Mitch Thunder Nellis.
Part of my role.
Yeah, Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11. Great interview that they had with David Bakhtiari.
That's great.
Go check that out at thefanmilwaukee.com. Download, listen to it on your Odyssey app. Wendy's, Bucks play tonight against the Boston Celtics. Chris Middleton's return. When
Let's
the Bucks
go.
Win, you win at Wendy's. So if they win tonight, you win after the game. And tomorrow, within 24 hours, get yourself a free small frosty at Wendy's, chocolate or salted caramel. No purchase necessary. And I don't know why everybody doesn't take advantage of that for every single Bucks win.
Every time.
Everybody lives close to a Wendy's. I mean, it's perfect dessert for the kids, last snack for the kids, whatever the case may be. Everybody likes frosty.
So we're at Starbucks yesterday. And little Rumble says to me, she gets like a decaf caramel latte. And she says to me, Dad, we got to go to Wendy's. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, Carmel's her thing. She's like, I don't care when. Like, we'll figure out the time, but we're going to Wendy's. I need to try that Frosty. Like, I need to have it. And I'm like, say less. Like, we're going, of course.
We had Jack Greenberg out here the other day. It was Wednesday, it was, and president of the Milwaukee Admirals.
Sure.
And I realized something literally during the interview, and I brought it up to him. I said, wait a second. Didn't you all score four? And he goes, yeah, we won 4-1. I said, and the Bucks won. I'm like, so really, you could go get two free Frosties at Wendy's with two different promotions.
Do you need to show something on the app? Like, no. How does it work? No, you just go and say, I get a free.
Hey, Bucks won last night, like a free chocolate Frosty.
That's amazing.
And I believe it's for every person in the car.
Wow.
It's not even for just the driver necessarily. Yeah.
I mean, listen,
in the car, yeah.
I'm hoping the Bucks win tonight. I'm expecting the Bucks to win on Sunday. So they're at the Nets. And so I'd like them to win tonight, but whenever they win next, it is salted caramel time, baby. Let's go.
It is on. Chris Middleton again tonight. Peter Fagan yesterday, Bucks president, when he was out here at the Toy Drive yesterday, said 15 to 20 minutes, somewhere in that area, probably for Chris Middleton. It looks like we probably won't see back to backs for Chris Middleton.
Fair.
Either at this point, I've said and I'll continue to say, I think there's going to be a bump in the road now that he is back on the floor, because this offense will have to readjust to how they play with Middleton on the floor. I think they're going to go through a lull here again until they can figure out how to play with him on the floor.
So I think there'll be a lull on offense, because we've seen that when a star comes back and they have to fit him back in. But I think because we've also seen how those first 10 games went with lack of effort, lackadaisical play, then how they figured out in their next 10 that they actually need to bring effort every night. And then a little bump on Wednesday against the Hawks, and the Hawks really did bring the energy against them. And the Bucks had spent a lot of energy the night before. I get it. It was a back-to-back. I think the Bucks have figured out the energy issue. I'm not worried about that. Yes, there's going to be some issues with floor spacing and with, you know, who gets what shots. But I think Chris is really going to work in slowly. I think he's going to be willing to defer. I don't think he was going to demand shots the way Dame or Giannis would. You know, if Dame or Giannis are out for 10 days and they come back, that day they're going to chuck. They're going to want to chuck.
Absolutely.
They're going to get in the way of the offense.
Yep.
I don't think Chris is going to get in the way of the offense. It'll take time to reintegrate, and it'll be weird because, like, you'll have those 7 minutes a half where he plays, and it's like, all right, what exactly do we do with Chris? Like, what the spacing to me is going to be the biggest thing. But I think I don't care about it in December. Right?
No, neither do I.
And we talked about this on the show, yesterday?
Just be right by beginning the middle of March.
Exactly.
Be playing well for the last month of the season going to the playoffs. That's a hot team, and we're good. Outside of that, I'm totally fine with whatever else happens.
Exactly. That's all they need.
That is all they need. I don't know how you view it. Who do you view, or as a fan, who do you dislike the most that you really want to see the Bucks beat every time? Because for me, it's two teams tied.
Yeah.
Miami?
Yes.
Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, Adebayo, Tyler Herro. I can't stand that team. So they're probably still one for me.
Yep.
And then probably the Boston Celtics, two, not because they really did anything per se, but because they're the team that they got to deal with over there. Before, it was Grant Williams, who I couldn't stand.
Yes.
So once he was gone, I'm like, oh, I don't really care about Tatum and Brown one way or the other, whatever.
Did he hit seven threes in game seven?
Yeah,
I think so. Who? Grant? Flippin' Williams?
Yeah.
All right, well, you obviously know I'm a Boston native, so the Celtics are not going to be on my list for that.
Correct.
Can't stand the Heat. Have hated the Heat for years. I think I hated them ever since the day Ray Allen signed with them.
Oh.
Because I loved Ray with the Bucks. I don't like how that all went down. I enjoyed Ray with the Celtics, and then he went to the Heat, and I hated that, and I've hated the Heat since then. But I also would put, and this is real recent, this is this year or last year, the Pacers are now on that list. You know, Hallie is, I know he's a Wisconsin guy, but he's not a Milwaukee guy.
Oh, I don't care where he's from. He's annoying.
Right, exactly.
I don't care where he's from.
Well, but if he represented Milwaukee, like Jimmy Butler has completely cut ties with Marquette, has completely cut ties with Milwaukee, gives no love at all. Halliburton, at least, I'm sure he still gives some love to Oshkosh or whatever, but he's never had any connection to Milwaukee. And if he did, I feel like I'd like him maybe a little bit more, but he's annoying. That team's annoying. Philly's still on the list, just because at this point I just enjoy watching them lose because they've been so terrible this year. But over the past number of years, it's kind of been that Philly. You know, we had them on Christmas Day, for a day game in Milwaukee. I think that Philly has been the team that I've really looked at. But overall, it's Miami because they've just it was beautiful the year the Bucks won it all to sweep Miami out of the playoffs. But every other time they've matched up, it's just been, even when the Bucks have played well, it's been just like, it hurts. It's like you come out, even as a fan, you come out of it and you're like, you feel like you just played 48 and your body aches. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so to me, it's the Heat.
We'll switch gears one more. We're doing something in this segment that we normally never do, which is go like 60 million different places.
I don't get to talk to you. This is my type of show. I'm stream of consciousness. I do 47 topics in a. Yes. You know, we learned that from our guy Steve, the old guy, right?
No, Steve the Homer, true.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Marquette, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Luis was here from Pottawatomie.
Wearing his Marquette
hat. Wearing his Marquette hat. Carrying his cute little kid. All that. And he was like, we are Marquette to Mitch. And Mitch is wearing a Badger.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Badger jacket.
Can I just say, I am one of a lot of people that get ignored in this whole deal who did not go to Marquette, who did not go to Wisconsin, who root for both teams.
Yeah, as you should.
Because I don't care one way or the other.
Right.
So I hope the Badgers do well. I hope Marquette does well. I enjoy both teams this year. Wisconsin is far more athletic than they've ever been.
Yep.
So I'm enjoying that. Tanjay is a beast.
He is.
Fine. I don't know.
Feed him more.
I don't know if it's real. I'm just going to say
that's
that.
Okay.
We'll
right.
see. We'll see. This doesn't look like what he was before, but we'll see.
Right.
So if this is real, great.
Yep.
Marquette, as I've stated numerous times, this is the closest Shaka's had to a VCU-style team since he's been at Marquette. Mm-hmm. They're long. They're scrappy. They get out and run. They jump. Now, again, he doesn't have a Larry Sanders-type blocking center, which is what they desperately need that they don't have, and maybe that'll cost them in the tournament. But I love these two teams, and I think when they play this weekend, it is going to be fantastic. Fantastic, entertaining basketball.
Sparky, where'd you grow up?
Kenosha.
Where'd you go to high school?
Tremper.
Who'd you cheer for when you were in high school?
Both.
And where'd you go? Did you go to undergrad?
Mitch, if you really want to go into the woods on this one, I should hate Marquette.
Why?
Because of the relationship that evolved between me and Tom Crean's coaching staff over the course of time.
So that started professional. It became personal.
Yeah, it definitely became personal.
But it was a relationship born of your profession. You would not have had that relationship if you hadn't been in
this
business.
But I don't hate Marquette. I've always rooted for Marquette, despite my Crean's relationship. I loved Buzz Williams to death. Buzz Williams, right? Yep. I'm good with Shaka Smart. He was on our show a couple of years ago. I'm fine with Shaka. I root for Marquette without question. But when we talk about both of these schools, Wisconsin went and did their thing with Bo Ryan.
Yep.
Marquette has not done that since Al. I mean, Dwayne got in their Final Four. Okay, fine. Yep. But they haven't been in a national championship game. They haven't had that chance in quite some time.
No, they've had a bunch of Sweet 16s.
Yeah,
but you're right. It's not the same.
So for me, as I look at this, if I'm pulling for one, maybe more than the other to make more of that run, I'm probably pulling for a little bit more of Marquette to make that run to get back to try and be at the top of the hill again. Because, you know, Wisconsin had back-to-back chances, man.
Yeah.
With Decker and Kaminsky and Bruss and all those guys, they were really, really good with Bo Ryan.
Was that last guy? I don't recognize his name. Anyway.
Oh, I love Ben Bruss, man.
Yeah? All right. Well,
He's a Kevin Harvick fan like me. I mean, Harvick's retired now when we're old, but yeah, it's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, man, that's Kane's catering.
I was told it wasn't until 4.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm first in line.
You know, Steve takes care of his people.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Food delivered to Sparky Elliott. I'm a little nervous for Marquette, specifically because of Chase Ross's injury. Like, I think they're not a team with a ton of depth, and he's one of their guards that makes them go. But, again, it's December. And so even if they lose at home to Wisconsin tomorrow, which I think Wisconsin ekes it out because of that injury, I think
they're big inside.
Right. I think if you look into February and then into March, Chase Ross is back. If Sean Jones, who's supposed to come back in January, if they're both back, you've got a crazy athletic team. And to your point about those VCU teams that Shaka had. So I think both teams are built to succeed in March. I actually think Marquette is overall in a better position, just not tomorrow because of the injury issues. But I think, and I said this on the show this morning, this game is so much more exciting when it's in Milwaukee than in Madison. And I get it that like
1,000%.
Madison people don't care about Marquette. Like there's no real rivalry
because they look at Marquette as little brother.
Right.
If we're being honest, they don't care about Marquette.
No.
They care about Michigan State.
Yes.
But they don't care about Marquette.
They care about Michigan. They care about Illinois. They care about Ohio State, whatever. They care about Minnesota. They care about Iowa. They care about the Big Ten teams. There's not the in-state rivalry from Madison the same way there is in Milwaukee because people don't go to Marquette and then by the thousands relocate to Madison. People go to Madison and by the thousands either relocate or, like, I went to Nicolet, I went to Madison, I came back to the Milwaukee area. A ton of my high school friends did. All the high schools have people who went to Wisconsin and then came back. And so there's that. There's in southeastern Wisconsin, you have tons of Marquette grads and tons of Wisconsin grads. As opposed to in Madison, you really just have Wisconsin grads. And so the energy, like I said it, tomorrow, brunch, downtown Milwaukee. That, yeah. Just walk around downtown Milwaukee. Look at all the blue and gold. Look at all the red. And as a sports fan, soak it up and say, this is a special day every year in southeastern Wisconsin or every other year when the game's in Milwaukee.
I absolutely love it. Who's the better coach, Guard or Shaka?
Oh, I hate that question.
I love that question.
I would say Shaka because I really like Shaka. But every time Badgers fans look at Guard and say, all right, it's time to go.
They wanted him fired for a while.
Right, and then he responds. Then they want him fired. And then he responds. And then they want him fired. And then he responds. And, the fact that Badgers fans – I don't want to say spoiled. They earned what they got in 14 and 15 with Bo Ryan and with that team. But that's not a regular occurrence for the Wisconsin Badgers. They're not every year competing for a Final Four team. They do need to be in the tournament. They need to be competing to get to the Sweet 16. They do need to get hot every, once a decade, twice a decade to try to make a run to the Final Four. Same with Marquette. Marquette has basically the same expectations. They do it differently, but you should be making the tournament every year. You should be making a few Sweet 16s. You should be getting to the Final Four. But what Shaka has done here has even surprised me, and that he wasn't more successful at Texas. Like, coming from Texas, I was a little leery about Shaka because I thought he underachieved there. And the way he's overachieved here has just blown me away.
Wisconsin has football. Marquette does not.
Yep.
Basketball is king poobah on that campus. Yes. Everybody looks at it like they look at football at Madison.
Right.
So basketball kind of gets that secondary backseat to football. Nobody, and let me emphasize this, nobody is a bigger basketball fan right now than Chris McIntosh because he wants all this talk about his football program and his coaching staff to go the heck away.
Yep.
So the better the basketball program is,
yes,
the better chance he has of not getting booed again when he goes out onto that basketball court.
Well, he's still getting booed.
I know he is, but I'm just telling you, the better off they do, the more heat that'll be taken off of him because right now everybody is hot to trot about football.
Yeah, and I was in undergrad accounting with Mac, so we took a class together.
I love him. He's a great guy.
I knew when he worked with him after his pro career when he was working for Shore West.
He used to come here and do the toy drive every year.
No,
he's an AD now. He ain't going to come all
the way. No, come on. He might. All right, I'm going to text him next year.
Great, dude.
We'll get him on the show.
Love him.
But he's still going to get booed because, like you said, football's number one, and football's not in a good place at Wisconsin right now. And that could change with the recruits they have. I don't want to get too deep into Wisconsin football because actually I really don't care right now because I feel like I'm still, like, angry. I'm still, like, mad. I'm just, like, I need, like, a month to just, like, let them marry.
By the time this season kicks off next year, you will not know 50% of this roster.
That's fine.
It'll be all new.
And if they can play, great. And if they can't, Fickell's got to go.
But the offensive coordinator is the biggest hire that they're going to make. Yeah. And if it goes back anywhere near an air raid offense, I'm done. They better not.
Right, but it can't be. I mean, you can't bring in a Paul Christ.
I want a Sean McVay type style coach.
Yeah.
I want that type of offense.
Right.
That's what I want.
You want balance.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another one with that.
That's what I want, yes.
Yeah. You should get what you deserve what you want, Sparky. You should get it. What else do you want? Tell Santa.
I want the damn semi filled with toys here.
Let's
at
go.
The 18th Let's annual
go.
Playing Toy Drive that's for right. Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. That's what I want. I want Let's a go. Filled semi. Y'all need to come out here, help a brother get what he wants. Donate some toys. Make the kids smile at Christmas time. Make the kids smile throughout the year by them getting their toys from their nurses and child care specialists, or child life specialists at Children's Wisconsin. Donate a toy in the bin out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Drop off a cash donation. You can donate online at thefanmilwaukee.com as well. Kevin Holden, Crunchy himself, former CBS 50 sports director, in route out here to the toy drive before he heads.
He's our North Carolina correspondent
for North
now,
Carolina.
Right? Like, whenever we need anything, talk about the Hornets, talk about the Panthers, talk about the Hurricane.
Right.
He's our guy.
Right. We're never going to talk to him again.
Right. That's fair.
Why would we talk about any of those teams?
Right? One day the Hornets might be good. One day.
I mean, nobody thought Milwaukee would ever be good.
Exactly.
In fairness, nobody thought the Bucs would ever come back. That's 26 years of being horrible in Milwaukee for the Brewers. Nobody thought 11 straight years of not even being .500.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Okay, and look how this has all turned around.
You got to work hard to be that bad.
You almost got to try.
Jeez.
You almost got to try. Yeah. Mitch Thunder Nellis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sparky. Monday morning,
9 to 11, the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Make sure to tune in. Great show from 9 to 11. And that crazy takes producer of theirs, Tommy Wirtz, as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for being here all week and really holding it down. You are the man.
Hey, man, it's fun. I love it. It's my favorite week of the year by far, not even close. I'll do this every week for the rest of my life. I love it. Coming up next, we will talk with Kevin Holden. He'll join us out here at the Toy Drive. We are broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Have you been to the Potawatomi Sportsbook? Have you checked out the Potawatomi Sportsbook? TVs everywhere. That's cool. Chairs and tables and all that fun stuff everywhere. You have your beverages. You do your thing. I always say the ultimate way to do this, if you're really going to do this the right way, right, is you get a night stay at the hotel, right, in Potawatomi. You make dinner reservations at one of their fine dining restaurants.
Yep.
You get to Potawatomi before you have your reservations. You make your bets, maybe in the kiosk right off the walkway there.
It's right there. You go
have a great meal. Then you head on down to the sports book, have a few beverages, do that whole thing on like a Saturday night or whatever the case may be. Go crash in the hotel room after you play some slots or some craps, whatever you do after the games are done. Then you go back down to the floor, do Sunday football, have some fun, then go on home, maybe have a big old bowl of chili at your house and go to bed and get ready to get back to work on Monday.
That sounds perfect. You just laid it all out.
But no kids.
No kids. I leave the kids at home.
Kids are at home.
Get a sitter. Get a sitter, people.
No kids, right. Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's the place to be at Potawatomi Sportsbook. On point. Don't forget to make reservations online to reserve yourself a seat in the sports book, just to make sure you have a seat in the sports book because they get busy now. So check it out when you get a chance. Back after this, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan.